when we...
Everybody, we're gonna go ahead and call this meeting of the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees to order. And welcome everybody out this evening to Saltville. It's good to be over here. Thanks for coming over. It's good to see everybody. We are gonna go ahead and look over your agenda here. And if you have a time to review that, if we have a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, Donna makes a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Tom seconds. All in favor? Aye. Aye. All right. We are gonna move on now to the public or guest remarks. Everybody here, employees, if any of you have anything you'd like to say, you can. Not. Anybody? We'll give you a second to... All right, then we are gonna go ahead and ask for our, you know, every month, every time we come to one of our branches, we like to focus on what's going on in that area. So we'll have some time right now to focus on Saltville and what's going on in Saltville, the excitement. Any news or any challenges?
I'm gonna tell you, if any week that doesn't start with a phone call that my air conditioning or heating unit is not working is a good week. So last week I was on vacation, and we were closed Monday, and I was on vacation. I considered Saturday my first day of vacation. Saturday morning, I get a message or phone, Chris, the heat pump's not working. And so I start making phone calls and arrangements and stuff. And then we had a situation on Tuesday, and then my mother passed away. And then, so it was just one of those weeks where I was like, can I please just go back to work? Please, just let me go back to work, because that's where I need to be normal. I've been pleased with the number of people that have been coming into the library. Mm-hmm. We have seen a decrease in curb service, which we expected. I almost feel like we should have a modified curb service category, because we still have people who don't want to come in and look around, but they want to come in and pick up their books because they want that interaction. So that's what we're seeing, is that people want to come in and talk. For me, that's a mixed blessing. I appreciate seeing them, but I sometimes get nothing done all day because everybody just wants to come in and touch base and mm-hmm. Ask questions and update me on their life. And so I have this thing where I have earbuds, and so I have my earbuds in, and I'll be working, but people can't see them. So I've started wearing really big headphones, because that way when they come in, they know that, well, you can't talk to her. She's working. She's focusing on stuff. And so that's it, because the earbuds weren't working. So,
okay.
So it's been, like I said, I've enjoyed getting to see patrons again, and we've started to see an increase in people coming through. Mm-hmm. Because we aren't doing programming inside, I have tried to adapt and go to the schools. And that, again, I'm grateful that they let me come, but unfortunately that is also, what normally would be an hour program, depending on where it is, takes a significant amount of time. If I go all the way to Ridge Valley, that's a 30-minute drive there and a 30-minute back. So I try to coordinating all the teachers together so that I can at least do several when I'm there. Mm-hmm. That's been a lot of fun. It's been really good to see the kids and get to mm-hmm. The very first class I did was my granddaughter's class. And I went in and she goes, Nana! And mm-hmm. And of course when I left, she hugged me.
Right.
Because I'm her Nana. You know what happened? Mm-hmm. Every kid, I'm like, yeah, how do you can't? No, back away, don't, So I said, clearly this was not going to be a situation where I was going to be able to keep from being hugged. But I didn't feel as nervous around them as I do older people, strangely. Mm-hmm. So that's been a lot of fun going. Trying to keep that up. What I've said is that I will do the pre-K every month, because the pre-K, we've always done them every month. Mm-hmm. They just usually just do it in the library. And I've asked the other teachers to let me know. And I've said I will fit you in where I can. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do is fit them in on Wednesdays and Fridays or early in the mornings before we open, because if I do it any other time, it's going to involve having to get additional staff mm-hmm. to work so that we have two people. So that's been a little bit of a challenge. So that continues to be the thing I miss the most. I miss the programs. And we talked a little bit in our collection development meeting about how important it is to do the program, and how we the things that people check out, things like kids' DVDs. Mm-hmm. Parents don't say, I want to come in and check out every Scooby-Doo DVD you've got. But when the kids are there, they're like, let's do Scooby-Doo Marathon. So we are seeing big changes in how people check stuff out simply because kids can't come in. Because for the most part, the kids that come in were coming in for programs. They weren't just coming in to browse as much. So that's trying to figure out how to work with that. I've been playing around with some passive programming and things where kids could come in and do things and on one or two bases, that'll be able to enable us to keep them safe. We are going to do our Halloween event again. Last year we called it Ride and Read, and for the life of me, I couldn't remember what we called it, and because we always do the Boo Bash is what we call it, and so I had sent Rose a message yesterday, and I said, I was thinking about calling it book, because we're giving away a free book and candy, what we were calling a Boo Bag. And so I sent Rose a message, and I said, well, I was going to call it Books and Booze, B-O-O-S. Yeah. See, when you say it, you realize the problem. And I was like, well, that might get us some adults that we weren't anticipating.
That would be interesting.
Rose was like, yeah, I think maybe we need to revisit that name. So we are not calling it Books and Booze, although I suspect that would really get some attention if we had a program by that name.
Yeah.
So I did bring the flyer that will be given if you want to just take one and pass it around. What I do is I always make enough copies and take them to the elementary schools so that they have a piece of paper to take home. And they will be handing those out next week since the kids are going to be out of school tomorrow, and I know not to send things home on the weekends because parents never see it. So this will go out. We'll be doing it on Saturday. We'll be set up outside the library on the 30th. We'll have all of our Halloween books ready. We have I've ordered the friends gave me permission to order candy and bags and stuff, so we'll be putting that together next week. We did this last year. We did it over 3 days. And it was so much fun. It was actually Kendra's very first week, and she was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know this many people. I was like, seriously, people miss the Boo Bash because the Boo Bash is always so fun. And last year in October, the kids had nothing. Mm-hmm. So just to be able to do that for them. So I'm excited. This is also the day that they're having the trunk or treat and that kids are actually trick-or-treating. So there's a lot of things that are going to be going on all that evening. So I anticipate that we'll have people coming throughout the day to get their stuff. So I'm excited about that. We always do sort of my fear is I hate to give a book because I'm like, maybe that's not an appropriate book. Maybe that's not what they like. Maybe, you know, and is there a boy that maybe they want a girl, you know. And so I'm all about choice, and so we do this thing where three of us stand up there and we each hold a book, and the kids get to point through the window at which book they want. Mm. So that enables me to use the same books over and over, because if they got that book last year, they just get to choose. So I don't want people choosing my, we let them choose their own book. So, and of course the candy. So the friends bought the books that were given out, and then the candy and stuff that we're going to. So I'm excited about that. Other than that, we're just trying to catch up on things and work through things. The dream is still alive for a new building. I'm sure Rose has updated.
I'll talk about that.
On all of that. And so, you know, we're keeping people aware. As people come in, constantly the comment is, you just need more space. You just need more space. This week, I have needed more space. I wish, like anything, I'd had an office this week because I have not been able to escape people all the time. Mm-hmm. So we know we need more space. That continues to be a challenge. My new process is, and I told Byron when he came in one day after I had him put together some shelves for me, everything I buy now has wheels. It has wheels. The shelving units have wheels. I use wagons. That's it, because it needs to be able to move, because wherever it is today, it's probably not where it's going to need to be in a week. So everything has wheels. So, you know, we've adjusted to that, but it's not sustainable. So, but other than that, things are going well.
And your lockers?
And our lockers are so popular. I mean, we have people who are, they strictly do lockers now.
Oh, wow.
They strictly do lockers. At first, I would send, because we have a lot of patrons that we communicate through Facebook. Mm-hmm. We find that's, there are friends on Facebook, that's how we get a hold of them. And so I would send a message and I would say, we have books for you. Do you want to come by and get it? Do you want to do curb service? Or we have new lockers, would you like to do it? And they love the lockers. And so, and we did a test when we first got them. We did a test where people come to pick up prizes. Mm. So the first ones that we did was to pick up free prizes just to sort of get some feedback. And we did, we got some good feedback. We discovered that we had some leaking issues. we worked around, we got that taken care of, but they have been incredibly popular people, and they're almost always, we almost always have at least one person, and usually we don't use the top one because it leaks and it has a lip we couldn't waterproof it, and we try not to do the bottom one just because it's so hard to get to. Mm-hmm. So we almost always have the four in the middle sort of used, and people have really, really responded positively to those. Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited about the lockers, and our patrons are enjoying. And what I'm hearing is less, it's good for me after work, but it's good for me before work. Mm. Is I'm hearing a lot of that. They're like, well, you don't open till 11. Mm-hmm. And that's just not a good time for me, but I can stop there at 6 o'clock in the morning when I'm on my way to work and get my books and stuff. So that has been, and apparently we have some kids who love to get it for their, like Heather Colley told me that Duke loves to use the lockers to get the books for his mom. So, and the, you know, we fixed it so that we put on the instructions how to lock it back, and we've had great, great feedback. I haven't had anybody who has said, yeah, I don't ever want to do those lockers, but it's funny because one of the questions that, because I know the patrons, so I know how tall they are. But Kendra didn't, and so one of the questions, she was like, okay, so would you consider yourself tall or short?
No.
And I said, dude, we should add that to, like, the library card application. Oh. Do you consider yourself tall or short? And just put it in the system so that when we're assigned lockers, because if Kendra, if I'm available, she'll say, are they tall or short? And I was like, she's my height, so you need to put it low. So that's become a common question, is, do you consider yourself tall or short? So, and I know they're like, okay, that is a weird question for you to ask, but okay, I'm you know, 5'6", so short. And I was like, no, 5'6" is not short. No, we're going to put you up here. So, but the lockers have been incredibly, I'm excited about them because I think one of the things that we struggle with is, and when we reopened, we used to have Friday hours, and I calculated the budget for Friday. And it just, I mean, even when we, pre-COVID, we didn't have a lot of people on Fridays. It was hard to justify being open on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And so I did the math and I talked to Rose about it, and I said, it's hard for me to justify that kind of expense for that. And so what the lockers has done is it has made me feel better about not being open on Fridays and not having a late night on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Because now we can say, we're sorry, we're not here on Friday. But what we can do is, and I anticipate, like, we do a lot of printing for people, and we set up a called Saltville Print at Gmail, and what that has enabled us to do is if people need things printed, we can even, especially if it's somebody that we know and we know they're going to come by, we've never had to use it this way, but I think that we could even use it for things like that, where we print stuff out for people off of that email and put it in that for them to pick up. And so I just see that it has a lot of uses, and the patrons like it because it gives us more flexibility.
And
so,
it's contactless.
Exactly.
That's another really big positive.
As we keep going through this, it's like, we're trying to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. This is another way that we're able to keep you safe. If you don't want to do curb service, or your schedule doesn't allow you to do curb service, then we can work this out with you. We had a patron who was actually very sick and wanted some books out of the book sale. And so we just gave her books, and that's how we got them to her, was we put them in there and gave her a code and let her son pick them up to take them to her. Mm-hmm. She passed away probably 3 days after my mom. But we had gotten her some free books from the book sale so that she would have something to do. So we've seen that, and I mean, that's certainly something she couldn't come, and you know, we didn't want that sort of contact. You know, she had actually asked us if we would bring stuff to her house and pick things up from her house. So this was a good compromise where we could still give her the things that we wanted to be able to give her without, you know, putting anybody at risk or danger or going, you know. So I'm the lockers, big thumbs up for us for the lockers. And our numbers, you can see the numbers that we had were very good. I mean, like I said, we use it every day. We use it at least a couple times a week, and sometimes we have people who now they're just like, we've got a hold for you. Can I do a locker? Yes. Do you know your PIN? Yeah. So,
that's great.
And we keep this spreadsheet on Teams as a shared file so that we're able to access it from any computer terminal. And that has made it very easy and user friendly. And we don't have to, like, so it's safe for staff. We don't have to, staff isn't touching the same things. One of the things that I've done at the library is we have cordless phones. My name is on my phone. Mm-hmm. I use that phone. That's the only phone I use. I'm the only one who uses it. And that way we're able to keep from cross-contaminating different things. And, mm-hmm. you know, and for me, I did that before COVID because every time somebody in the library would get a cold, the other person would get the cold. And the easiest way to keep from doing that is to just stop sharing phones, stop, you know, cross-contaminating. So that's just, and I don't consider myself a germaphobe, but that was something that I think has made a big difference. Mm-hmm. It's just not. So it's like, that's my phone. Does it have your name on it? Yes. Yes, it literally has my name on it. Chris, right in Sharpie, right on the side. So that way we can keep.
So the heat pump is currently working. We don't know how long it's going to be working. Mm-hmm. And so we would look to the town to replace that if and when it finally dies. But in the almost 1 year I've been here, this is the third time that it has, or the second time?
Just second.
Second time.
And every time it tears up, they sort of try to cushion me. They're like... Just so you know, it is old, you know, which is their way of saying, you know, we may not be able to fix it. And so I was shocked when Kendra sent me a message. It was like, they came, they fixed it, and it's cool in here. So, and mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Because I had been told that it was making a horrible noise and that they didn't know that they were going to be able to fix it. Mm. And so, you know, Rose and I talked about a little bit about, you know, do we go to the town and say, we need a new heat pump? And I said, but that's a double-edged sword, because mm-hmm. you know, if we want a new building, we don't want a big ask like right. a heat pump mm-hmm. for them to be able to justify not giving us a building mm-hmm. when we ask. So, you know, because we got a new roof about 7 or 8 years ago, and when every time the conversation came up about a new building, they were like, well, we can't give you a new building, we just got you a new roof. Mm-hmm. And so it's We know we need it, but we don't want necessarily. I'm just hoping it hangs in there. And I'm hoping, but I keep mentioning it. Well, you know, we do have that heat pump situation. So the town mm-hmm. is going to have to repair that at some point. So you need to balance that and decide, is it worth making that sort of investment on an old building, or can we just reevaluate moving to a different location? Mm-hmm. So I'm making sure that it gets mentioned on a regular basis that, you know, I was like, well, as you know, we've had difficulties with our heat pump, mm-hmm. and throw that out there every now and then. So if you have any questions, we're muddling through. We're learning whole new ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. Kendra turned in her resignation, so she's going to be trying to find a position that's in line with her degree, is what she has said to me. So it was a good year with her, so... fortunately, we did have another person who had been working, who is local, who was fully trained, so we're going to see a seamless transition there. We will miss Kendra. I've already worked my last day with her. I bought her lunch to sort of thank her and tell her and wish her well. So normally when you lose your assistant, you just sort of, and I know Tracy, you just sort of sit there and you're like, how do I function? But because Kendra did give us a good notice, and because we had been working on cross-training inside the library, Kristen was able to help with the things that Kendra had been handling. Mm-hmm. So while we will miss Kendra, we're excited to have Kristen step up and take on more hours to be able to keep us going. Mm-hmm. So.
And I'm very sad because that means I don't get Kristen at all.
And I think the people that have worked with her can say
she's dynamic.
She's amazing. She mm-hmm. she has such... diverse. We had just briefly someone call who was having trouble getting Overdrive Libby to work on their iPad, and Chris, this was, I think it was the week I was off, and Kristen used to work for Apple support, mm-hmm. and so she was able, because the woman, she was like, well, go here and tell me what version are you operating on, and come to find out the problem was that her iPad was so old that it would not support the new version of Libby. Mm-hmm. So in order for her to use Libby, she had to have a new, and it wouldn't let her keep using the old one.
Wow.
But I would have never been able to assist with that. I mean, but she knew immediately what it was, and that was it. And she helped the woman, and the woman got a new tablet, and she helped her set it up. And so that's just an example of the sort of different skills that she has. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's great. Mm-hmm. She is now my person. Anytime somebody is having trouble with Libby, that's her thing. She's going to handle that. That takes it off my plate.
We're going to send it to you, too.
Seriously. She's so good. And she's, She's done so much different customer service that her customer service skills are remarkable. I mean, she just has a great way of interacting with people, and so it's a good fit, and she seems to be doing a fantastic job everywhere that she's worked, and she'll have Ann and Mary, and so I'm sorry that y'all don't get her anymore, but I'm excited that she was willing to take on some additional responsibilities for me. She was a library user, and she's one who she has no expectations to do anything else. This was just because she homeschools her children. This was a way for her to get out of the house and be with adults and do something different. Mm-hmm. And so this is very in line with what, you know, so when I said, is this something, would you be interested in it? I don't think I'd barely gotten the question out before she said, yes. Okay. And she made it very clear that, you know, that she was very interested in having a relationship inside this office. So I think she's going to do a fantastic job.
Good. So the loss is twofold because both of them also worked in with Marion. So our last day with Kendra is tomorrow.
All right.
And so, yeah.
So there,
she will be missed there too.
Yeah.
So scheduling just got way more complicated.
Yes.
And as soon as I found out, I immediately told Rose and Helen because I knew it would have a direct impact on Helen's.
Holidays are going to be fun, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, we had a good number of applicants, so we advertised because Rosemary Carrico and Chill Howie also submitted her letter. So we advertised on Facebook, on our website, and we got a fair number of applications. And so the group is meeting. Mm-hmm. They've slimmed the number down to 10 to be interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that 10, we'll hire probably two. We hope to hire two,
mm-hmm.
one for Chill Howie and then one to replace the Marion hours that Kristen and Kendra were working.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. It sounds like Saltville's doing great, and we appreciate all your work over here and all that is going on, and we will continue to push for the dream. So
it was good for me to see it as part of something that was going to be in the strategic plan.
Right.
I think it's good for the town to hear the Board of Trustees say,
mm-hmm.
this is important to us.
Mm-hmm.
We support Saltville, and in order to continue to support Saltville, this is what we think we need. And,
mm-hmm.
and I never miss an opportunity to say, we want to give you more.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to do telemeds. We want to be able to have places for teens to hang out
mm-hmm.
after school, which is a big deal in this community. But all of this requires an investment from the town in the facility.
There are just so many ways a library can help pull the whole community together. And the more space you have to do that, the better you are at that job.
Yes.
And so we appreciate your work and all you're doing to continue to push that forward. And thank you for the report.
Thank you.
And as always, just, you know, let us all know if there's anything we can do to help.
Appreciate it.
All right, next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the September meeting, and that's right here. If you all will just take a minute and look through that if you haven't had a chance to already. Do I have any, if there are any corrections, additions? If not, do I have a motion to approve the agenda or the minutes?
So moved.
Tom has a motion to approve. Second, anybody?
Second.
Nellie seconds. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
That passes. Okay, we'll go ahead and move to the next thing, which is the approval of the September disbursements, which you'll see here in your packet. I had a few minutes before the meeting to look through these. If you all just want to scan through here and if you have any questions or Rose, anything you want
to
point out?
Well, I just want to say that this is now the output from QuickBooks
mm-hmm.
that Sheila has been, you know, getting more and more of our, you know, finessing
mm-hmm.
QuickBooks and creating these reports. The one area that it's still not perfect from our perspective are all those payroll expenses at
right.
the top
mm-hmm.
because we want to be able to show that it's insurance
right.
or Social Security or salaries. And so we're still working on perfecting that, but that also depends on what we're getting from the payroll company.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving it to us in the right format yet. So
okay.
we will continue to make that better.
I do like that on the second page there where it says just Amazon. Normally, we would just see Amazon. I like that we have more of a detailed description of what exactly was purchased and how much it was. And that really helps to be able to see, you know, exactly where those expenses go when it's a credit card, because normally that wasn't something we would have a detail on. It was just a credit card. So I like that. That's really helpful. Any other things you want to point out there?
So we did buy the new library card. Mm-hmm. So you see the $773. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's, you know, that's the new one with the new logo, right. The white ones we showed you at the last
meeting.
And
they're very pretty.
Yes, they are very pretty. We also did buy a laptop for Sheila. Mm-hmm. Because she hasn't had one and we need to put QuickBooks mm-hmm. on it for her. And so we did go ahead and do mm-hmm. that.
Okay.
That was probably the big...
And I guess the obvious question is all of these things were considered in our budget and
yes.
they fit in the budget. And that's, yep. that's, you know, our main goal here as a board is to make sure we're all in budget. And,
yep.
You know, I think that's great. If anybody wants to make a motion to approve, we'll entertain that at this time.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay. Donna made the motion. Tom second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you all very much. And we're going to go next to this financial report, if we pull that out and review the financial report for this, for September. I like this too.
This is also a QuickBooks product that we are refining as we go.
Right. I really like that remaining budget column there on the far right.
Yes.
That really helps us to be able to keep an eye on, are we in trouble? Are we getting a little too close to the edge of what we should be? So that is very helpful. Thanks.
Yeah, you all have said over and over again that you want to see, you know,
yeah, because,
are we
know,
on
honestly,
track?
Honestly, you can have all the numbers in the world, but unless you can see where you are with that budget, it you know, it gets confusing if you don't know all that. So,
and again, the salary bit at the end mm-hmm. is kind of wrong because it shows all the zeros, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we're not getting
right.
that report from the payroll company.
Right. Right.
So we have money for all those,
mm-hmm.
and we have spent money, but we're not detailing it yet because we mm-hmm. got to get that report from the payroll company. But
right.
other than that. Sheila and I went over it and we changed it half a dozen times. But
right.
We feel pretty good about.
I think the only thing I would have, you know, to keep an eye on with payroll and salaries is that I know in the past it was an issue sometimes going over in part-time hours. Like they got a little too many hours worked and that kind of snowballed. So if we can kind of keep an eye
Chris
on...
Chris and Helen, how do we manage that?
I have a spreadsheet.
It's a spreadsheet.
A baby spreadsheet.
It is a spreadsheet.
We were allocated so many hours based on the budget,
mm-hmm.
and that was when I said that I went to Rose and said, mm-hmm. I don't think we can be open on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
That was why.
That's the spreadsheet.
It was the information that Rose had put together,
mm-hmm.
which was extremely helpful when we did the budget. And I looked at it and I did the math,
mm-hmm.
I added it out over 12 months, and I said
mm-hmm.
there's no way
mm-hmm.
that with current hours, if we do that, there's no way these hours will work. So that
right.
was how ultimately we come to the decision to remove Friday,
mm-hmm.
was because I knew that there was no way.
Right.
I personally try to manage, like if I know I need a lot of, and Rose has been very adamant, use your leave. And so I had a lot of leave. And
mm-hmm.
so I've been trying to take mine on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Right.
Because that would involve adding more hours to the budget for part-time people.
Right.
So I also have a spreadsheet at the end of every two-week period.
Mm-hmm.
I go in and I look at how many hours they use. And I subtract that so that I can, of course, I will admit I'm about three payrolls behind and
uh-huh.
updating that, but
mm-hmm.
it'll get done.
Yeah.
But for me, that allows mm-hmm. me to sort of make sure that I'm on track,
right.
so that, and I already have a plan. If,
mm-hmm.
if Rose comes and says, okay, we need to cut hours, I've already been doing statistics
mm-hmm.
to determine when are we not busy.
Right.
Where can we afford to
mm-hmm.
lose hours? And
yeah.
I think that that's important to have that regardless, mm-hmm. because I think anytime you have a budget that's as lean as ours mm-hmm. is, it's a good idea to know where you can afford to cut.
Right,
and so I know that Saturday, and I've told my staff, on Saturday afternoons, I want you to do a tick mark. I want to know how many people come in from 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
How many people come in from 2 to 4?
Right.
Because anecdotally, I know it's about 1.
Right.
Do we want to pay 2 part-time people to be there for 2 hours when we only have mm-hmm. 1 or 2 patrons coming in every Saturday? So
yeah.
I have already started getting the data related mm-hmm. to that to determine if we need to make more adjustments. So
yeah.
I'm very much that person who likes mm-hmm. to have a contingency. Mm-hmm. I like to have a little space. I don't want Rose to come to me in April and say, Chris, you're out of hours.
Right.
What
I mean, that's kind of what we're looking at as a board. We think, okay, unless we're keeping track of all these hours as
yep.
we go, and then we do hit that crisis period, we want to make sure we don't have that situation.
Yeah, so every department was given
yeah.
their budget
yes.
for, not
yeah.
just for books and videos, they were given a budget for part-time hours.
Okay.
And they know what their budget is.
Right. And there is no going over that.
And I said to them,
yeah.
I have no more to give you.
Yeah.
So when this is gone, then we're in trouble
yeah.
because I have no more to give you.
And I appreciate that, the fact that you are anticipating where can we potentially kind of get a little leaner if we need to, because I think that's what we're entrusted with when we're here on this board. Our board of supervisors that appointed us was so we could kind of keep an eye on that kind of thing. And then when we do go to them, Rose goes to Sean or the whole board and presents our ask for our budget, we can say to them truthfully, hey, we have absolutely cut every corner we can,
yes.
and we're managing, you know,
wisely.
Yeah. So, I mean, all right, thank you guys for doing all that.
I wanted to be able to say, over the course of this many weeks, you only have this many people. Therefore, I'm all about, and it's what
oh, yeah.
I love, and Rose is good with this too. What's the data?
Yeah,
what's the data behind this? And so,
mm-hmm.
to me, if you can get the answer to that,
yeah.
then that's inarguable. You
yeah.
can't, you know, you can say to the Board of
They're
Supervisors,
facts.
You know, we're open as many hours as we need to be, but we are not open more hours
right.
than we need to be. But we're still serving our community.
Right.
And we're going to look. We've agreed that we will look again at the end of December.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we opened full-time August. And so we said we would let it ride
mm-hmm.
until the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
see what happens when it's dark, when it's winter,
right.
you know, what does the usage pattern do. But then we're going to revisit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're open 3 nights a week in Marion until 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not convinced that we have patrons until 8 o'clock 3 nights a week,
mm-hmm.
or we have 1 or 2, yeah, we don't need to keep
mm-hmm.
people for that.
So right.
we will come January 1st readjust,
mm-hmm.
depend, you know, based on our observations of
mm-hmm.
what's going on with patron traffic in the library.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, I don't want to spend any more
yeah.
dollars needlessly.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
one of those problems of being in a library and working with that lean budget, but.
Yeah, but it's also yeah. people getting used to coming to the library, right? Part of
right.
it, you know, you know, you don't want to cut it too soon
no.
because we've just gotten people
we just
back
got here, yeah.
and mm-hmm. we don't want to, you know, close it off again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So
want to ensure that they have the services and that they're, you know, being used.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I just wanted to point out to you, that very top line on the first page of the budget, that's the scholarship
mm-hmm.
fund, and so we have to show it here because we did spend some of
right.
it. We spent the money, but as I've told you before, you know, I declined to fund that out of the
right.
library's operating budget.
Right.
And in previous years, to keep that capital whole, they were eating the scholarship out of the library's
mm-hmm.
operating budget, and I don't think that's fair
no.
to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the gift
right.
was given to fund scholarships, so we're going to use the gift
mm-hmm.
to fund their scholarships. I'm not going to keep eating the scholarship. You know, it's basically the taxpayers subsidizing one
right.
person's desire to give a gift.
Right.
We should use the gift. So it's here, it's in Chilhowee. When the next time it comes up for renewal, we're going to move it out of Chilhowee because it's just not very convenient
mm-hmm.
to have to come to Chilhowee every time we need to do something with it.
Okay.
But we are going to have to find a format that will allow us to withdraw the $500 every year to pay for the scholarship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else you all would like to point out on the financial report?
Sheila?
Anything you can think of that we didn't already?
anything that you, as they first run through, so anything that you see that you'd like, you know, to be added or anything we can, because it's like I've exported it into an Excel spreadsheet and worked with it that way. So any time that you should think of something, just call me or, you know, and we'll work with it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Looks good.
It looks good. All right.
Yeah. Really easier to read.
It is a lot easier to
I know, make instead sense. Of that yes. 30 pages yeah. we used to get.
Yeah, so this is much more user-friendly, so we appreciate that.
Good.
All right, we're going to move on to the director's report.
Okay.
And I know you have several things you wanted to tell us about.
Yes, lots of stuff.
So we'll get into that.
Okay, so since we're in Saltville, I should tell you that I did have a hunt for a grant that I thought was going to be able to help us with the Saltville branch. To make a long story short, you know, the Virginia Legislative Assembly decided to give that money to the Department of Housing and Community Development, and they've already decided that they're spending it on other priorities. But Sean Upp was hugely helpful in reaching out to somebody he knew in that department to say, hey, the Department of Treasury says this can be used for libraries, you know, in the state of Virginia, right. How do we access that? Because mm-hmm. we have a capital project.
Right.
And they came back, you know, his contact came back and said, yeah, I hear you, but no, right. we can't. It's already at the state level. Like, we've decided to use that money for something mm-hmm. else. But in that process, we reached out to Brian Martin, the Saltville town manager, who said, well, we have a grant person on retainer, Catherine Noy. And Sean knew her and mm-hmm. worked with her in Pulaski and said they were very successful in Pulaski with her as their grant writer. Mm-hmm. And so Brian has agreed that on the Saltville town, their contribution will mm-hmm. be, you know, her time to help us find other
Great.
Grants.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
That mm-hmm. might work for either mm-hmm. renovating or replacing that building.
Oh, great.
So she's coming to town November 10th, and Chris and I are going to meet with her. We're going to show her what it is we're working
yeah,
with.
Right.
and so, yeah, we're pretty excited that, you know, there's a new avenue. Like, we've been going around mm-hmm. the same circle with the town where they don't have money, we need something, mm-hmm. we don't have money. And so I feel like we're breaking out of that mm-hmm. old pattern, and they're contributing her time to help us. So we'll see where that
goes.
Well,
and the good thing is that everybody's working together. It's a collaborative effort, and everybody sees we all are looking for the same end goal.
Right.
So that's great.
Yeah. So
I'm hoping just by her knowing that
right.
she's gonna, if she's working on other things mm-hmm. and she comes across anything, she'll immediately be like, ooh, Saltville Library, and mm-hmm. you know, so and that's why when you said show her what we're working with, that's why I said the I'll give you the grantor. I put it in quotes because it's like the grantors. You walk in the door and it's like,
this is it.
So that's good. That's a good.
Yeah, we're not going to the basement. I'm a little afraid of the basement at this point.
Yeah, that's a great thing. So that's the Saltville.
Yes.
portion of your report. That's
yes.
good. Good
so,
news.
And then Tracy and Helen and I had a good time at the Mary and Chili Cook-Off.
Yeah.
We had our booth out there, and I was literally shouting at people as they walked down the street, anyone need a library card today?
Yeah.
And people came over and said,
good.
I've been meaning to do that. And they came over and got their library card.
That's great.
We met many people that have moved to town in the past year.
Yeah.
Like Florida, Georgia.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that right now.
People. So that was very cool. And we sold $90 worth of stuff out of the book sale.
That's awesome.
Great.
Yeah, so we were pretty happy. So that felt like a successful day.
That is.
And I think everyone saw us. The mayor saw us. Avery Cornett saw us. Mm-hmm. Bill Weaver saw us.
Great.
So we were seen by mm-hmm. the leadership of the town. Bill Rush saw us, so everybody knows we were there.
Good. Good.
Yes. So I knew that would make you happy.
Well, I think that's great to be present.
The other thing I just wanted to touch on a little bit is the COVID situation. It is what it is mm-hmm. in Smith County. It's not as good as we would like it to be. Everybody has been doing outdoor story times and been very creative, Tracy and Heather and Chris, but we're just about out of outdoor story time weather. And so we're starting to think about, okay, what comes next? What can we do indoors? No, everybody's pretty much over the virtual story times. You know, those mm-hmm. were the immediate response
right.
when it was fresh COVID, but people just don't want to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about things like micro groups where we would, you know, just bring in really small groups and ask people to sign up and, you know, just try to do something, but have to do it on a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, anything else to say about that? Yeah, that's... And we're pretty much in the same boat as all the other libraries. I mean, all the library directors are talking to each other because we all are in the same boat. We've all been trying to do outdoor as long as we can, and now it's time to move indoors. Mm-hmm. And nobody feels really comfortable doing big, massive public programs. I had hoped we'd be doing adult indoor programs by now, and I just don't think it's a smart idea yet. Mm-hmm. So people seem to think that the pandemic wave has passed. I hope that's true, and maybe by late winter, early spring, we're in a different place. Mm-hmm. So, but that's where I see us for right now.
Okay.
And so we did cancel two events. We had the dinosaur event and the petting zoo event that we had planned for October, but we went ahead and canceled those because, again, it just didn't seem like a good idea. Outreach Services is up to 5 partner groups who are being served by Outreach Services. So we have our 2 residential facilities, and then the new behavioral unit in Chilhowee, and then the 2 friendship cafes in Marion and Saltville.
Okay.
So Rita has been very busy making her delivery.
I can only imagine.
She and Byron have a tight schedule of making deliveries to our 5 programs now. But when I started, we had 0, and then we slowly got back to Francis, Marion, Chilhowee, and now we're up to 5.
Uh-huh.
We have the 6th one pending is Chilhowee. Chilhowee Friendship Cafe has still not worked out their issues with the town. We've kind of said we're willing to be helpful, but y'all have to figure this out. We can't figure this out for you. So we're waiting to see what happens with Friendship Cafe in the town of Chilhowee. So, and they've been given 2 residential programs have been given the adult playaways.
Oh, yeah.
And they like them, and they want more.
Mm-hmm.
How great.
I can imagine that would be a really big hit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do you want to add anything to that, Rita?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you certainly look happy under that mask, so the outreach must be going well.
Yeah. That's good.
Our Hoopla numbers have been going pretty well. We gave you a separate spreadsheet
to see.
Yeah, our Hoopla numbers are going pretty well. Our Newsbank numbers are lower than I would like, even though that number is a little artificially low, because Helen tells me that it only shows what people successfully find.
Mm.
So they might search for a lot of things, but these are the search results that they got back that were successful.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to do some more promotion and remind people that Newsbank is available.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't see those numbers go up, we won't renew that next year.
Okay.
But Hoopla, I'm very happy to see Hoopla going up, and we're in good shape there.
And I do want to say I noticed that they fixed our group account.
Oh, so it's not just 4 anymore?
It's 4 now. It's 4. You know, it used to be unlimited 50. Yes. No, now it's just 4 again. So
I was like, because
several of us were just using that instead of using ours, because I don't even think we were paying for that. It was just sort of a test thing. So we were like, okay, we got a good deal.
It
I
was
the other day, and it was like, we're sorry, you have reached your limit.
Yeah, they gave us a test space when we were trying to decide whether to use Hoopla or not. And so now the test space is gone.
But we did have it for a good long time.
Yeah, they gave it to us for a good long time. We can't complain.
We really did. Oh, yes.
We had to approve the product ourselves. So in terms of staffing, we've already talked about a lot of those issues. We are going to have a staff meeting on November 5th. I've asked everybody to come to Marion for that one, because we're going to talk about performance evaluations, we're going to talk about changes to the personnel policy, and so I want to do that in person with everybody in the room so we can talk through that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The auditors finished their field work and got everything they needed. There's still one pesky document that ADP was supposed to have prepared.
Oh, goodness.
And so Lawhorn in Knoxville is trying to chase it with ADP, but the auditors say they can't finish their work until they get that final document. So that's kind of annoying, but out of our control.
Right.
We've seen a draft report. They call out some of the same stuff they called out last year. Emily and I, the auditor, are gonna have a conversation because there's some stuff that we were surprised to see in the draft. So we're gonna ask her a couple questions and see where to go about that. The Harwood Institute training starts on November 3rd. We have an orientation session next week, but they've funded six of us to do that. So I'm very excited about that because that, you know, the whole point of that training is community conversations, how to do the outreach to the community to understand who you're reaching and who you're not reaching and, you know, determine what they want and need from us as a library. So that,
that's great.
And that's the input we need for our strategic plan for the next 5 years. So I'm really happy that they got all six of us into the November class, so that keeps our strategic plan momentum going.
Yeah,
perfect.
So happy about that. Last couple things. Tom, we were talking before you came in that the part for the elevator has finally arrived at ThyssenKrupp in Roanoke. So on Monday, they're going to start repairing the broken elevator at long last.
I'm assuming that's where that big $25,000 in maintenance is still sitting.
Yes, exactly. That's the other part of that money.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is. And then in terms of scheduling, I'm moving this weekend to the house in Marion. At long last.
You'll be a Marion resident.
I am, and I will be, I'll be back in the library Monday. I'm going to take off tomorrow for moving. I'll be back in the library Monday, and then Tuesday I drive to Richmond, and I'll be in Richmond the rest of the week for both the Library of Virginia Public Library Directors Conference and the Virginia Library Association annual meeting. So I'm looking forward to those events, and then I'll run home to Arlington to get some more stuff and head back home. We are closed on November the 2nd for the election day in Virginia. And so I will be back in the office on the 3rd and we will resume. We've got next month in Marion, so I will hit both the Marion Town Council and the Board of Supervisors meeting in November.
Sounds great. Everything is going well.
Yes.
Thank you for that report.
Sure.
We're going to move on to old business, and there's one item in old business. It's the options for trustee participation in board meetings. And Rose, you want to explain that a little bit?
Yes. So after the last meeting in Chilhowee, Tom had raised the, you know, the question of, you know, should we change our bylaws to make getting quorum easier? And so I went to the Library of Virginia and asked them kind of what the standard is. And their response was, you know, that while you all are free to make the rules that you feel necessary, the vast majority of libraries in Virginia do require a majority of the board members to be present for quorum. In reading the statute for Virginia, I did find two things that I didn't know before. One is that any board member who has to be absent to care for a family member can participate electronically every time if necessary. So we have that as an option. I also learned that each of you can participate electronically twice a year for no, just because, you know, you're out of town or you're ill and you can't make it, but twice a year each of you can participate electronically. And so that, I think with those two caveats, that might be able to solve some of our problems.
All right. Okay. Thank you for doing the research on it.
Sure.
It gives us some more information anyway.
Yeah.
On what's available and what we have to look at. New business is consideration of a new social media policy, which was in our email. And I think it's in here as
well. Yeah, it's in the package. So, again, this is something that we would make public, that we would put on the library website. And the most important thing it does is that, you know, it tells people that we're going to use social media because that's a modern way of communication, but it also establishes the limits, you know, and the right that we have the right to police our social media accounts and to take off things as that are hate speech, that are offensive, that are inappropriate to be on our social media account, which we do. Tracy is the author of this policy in conversation with others, and does a lot of the social media work for Marion. Chris obviously does a lot of it for Saltville, and Heather does it for the Chilhowee account. But these are very standard kinds of rules and requirements that people have. We're not doing anything that I view as particularly controversial.
No. I think that's well within reason, everything that's in here. It defines everything.
Yeah.
And then this is also one of the things on a checklist, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
This will allow us to check that box off.
Yes.
So.
I move to approve it.
I don't think we have to approve it, do we?
Yes,
we
do.
Okay.
It's a policy. You guys have to approve it.
We need to approve it. It's a policy. Tom has made a motion to approve. Donna, do you have a question?
I do have a question. Is there, and I'm just reviewing over it, but is there a part that says that something about if you, like this is the social media policy for Facebook and things like that, how that's controlled. Okay, so does this still cover, like we had covered at one time, social media policy for the employees?
That'll be in the personnel policy.
Okay, got it.
Yes, there is a piece of that that's in the personnel policy.
I second.
Okay, Donna seconds. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. All, it was unanimous. That is approved. And now the Wi-Fi hotspot loan program. That's been a long time in the making.
Yes. So I just wanted, now that we know that our grant is approved, I just wanted to tell y'all a little more of the detail about how it's going to work and give you an opportunity to kind of give us advice about how this is going to get played out. So we were approved for 75 total hotspots. Of those 75, 25 will be Samsung Galaxy tablets with a hotspot embedded in them. Mm-hmm. And the other 50 will be just the little black box hotspots. We plan to loan them for 3 months at a time. The tablet, I may lower that because I suspect those might be more popular. Mm-hmm. And the whole purpose of this grant program is to bring internet to people who haven't had it before. So when they check it out, they'll have to sign a statement that says, you know, I do not currently have internet. They don't have to say why they don't have internet. It could be because they can't afford it. It could be because it's not available, you know, by cable or fiber optic to their house, whatever the reason is, but it is only for people who don't have internet. And then we're going to ask that they make appointments to come in. They'll sit down with somebody who will, you know, show them what's in the kit. We'll loan it to them. The point of loaning it for 3 months, and that's why we got 75, is so that, you know, if we want people internet to change people's lives, they need it for more than 2 weeks. They need to be able to take a course, fill out a job application, do all the things that we all do with internet every day. And so that's the reason for giving them a long loan period. And part of the reason for the tablets is if you have never had internet, you probably don't have a device. You've probably only been doing it with your phone. And so the tablet just gives them a little more ability to work. So we'll see how the circulation goes, if people will, you know, if we need to, if we have a lot of holds on the tablets, we can, you know, lessen the loan period as they check back in. We're going to have to buy cases for the actual hotspots because those weren't included in the project. We couldn't fund those through the grant. So we'll have to put out some money to buy those cases. So that's the current plan. We've written up our policies. We knew this was coming. I talked to the folks who, the tablets are coming from a company in Houston called Premier Wireless. And they will set up everything for us. We'll get the chips from Verizon to embed in them. I'm in touch with Verizon to get all the data plans started and get they will provide the 50 actual hotspots. And as part of Verizon's participation in this program, they will actually give us the hotspots for free. in with the data plans. So we'll use the grant funding to pay for the data plans, but they're actually furnishing the hotspots for free.
That's great.
Yeah, no, so it's a wonderful program. Verizon declined to bill the program directly, but the tablet folks are going to bill the program directly, so we will never have to write a check for those. Mm-hmm. That'll just go straight to them.
That's great.
Yeah, but Verizon, we will pay the bill monthly, and then there's a portal where we'll submit it for reimbursement and get our money back.
I can think right off the top of my head of students in Smith County that, you know, go home and don't have internet at home, and yet they have assignments that have to be completed.
Right. Or
quarantine. And I just think this is really such a great program.
Yes.
I mean, and that's just one small, you know, segment of the population that I can think of right now.
And the school was also eligible. I don't know if they chose to make a grant, but the school system was also eligible. So this program was only available to libraries and schools.
Wow.
And I did talk to Terry, I forget
Hawthorne.
His last name.
Hawthorne.
Yes, who is the person for the school board, and he hadn't decided yet if they were gonna apply for the program. The way, a lot of schools, some libraries are not doing this, so I will be honest in saying some libraries chose not to participate. Because it's federal money, there are going to be filters. So the internet service from Verizon is going to be filtered. That's part of the data plan, is it will be filtered. And there will be controls so that if people don't return the devices, we'll shut them off. And if, you know, we suspect people are visiting, you know, pornography, then we'll shut it off. And we are expected to do that because
it is federal.
That's federal money.
Excellent.
And so some libraries feel like that's censorship and they didn't want to be part of that.
No.
I think the need in Smith County is so great. I will, you know, it'll be full disclosure. People will sign an agreement that says they understand that it's filtered and monitored.
I mean, I can just think of several kids right now off the top of my head that
great.
Their family situations,
they
really could benefit from a program like this, and it is going to, I think, change some lives for the better. So thank you for all the work.
Yes.
Anybody who has anything to do with this, thank you all for working on this and seeing it to fruition, because it is.
Well, it's going
to
be a lot of work for the staff.
It is
once
important.
We start checking these things out and getting them back in, it's an additional workload.
But you are so amazing.
Yeah, but it's going to be a great thing.
Well, I just think, and to go back, you know, when we go back to the board for our next budget next year, to be able to say, you know, you gave us more money, and here's all the stuff.
And the
that
value
we did.
Also of what we're getting in grants.
Yeah.
And that's going to be really good.
So bringing internet to folks in a county that's internet deprived, I think.
And students, that's just great.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Thank you.
Very much. Thank you. Thank you all.
All right. Well, with that being said, we are going to talk about our next meeting, November. It is the third Thursday. Get my brain on right.
Let's see. It is.
Let's look at our calendars. 18th. The 18th of November, which is the week before Thanksgiving.
Thank goodness.
So, we will meet in Marion on November 18th at 5:30 in the Copenhaver meeting room. And with that, I guess we just need a motion to adjourn, and I bet I know who. That's what I thought. Do I have a second? Any seconds down there? Oh, Nellie. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I knew that was coming. Thank you all.
Thank you.